Ukraine passes harsh anti-protesting laws. Christian radio goes on the air for the first time in Guinea-Bissau. And an investment in relationship reveals God's hand in Bangladesh. We'll tell you that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
Welcome back to USSR, to Stalin regime.
That's Russian Ministry's Michael Chernenkov talking about sweeping laws passed in Ukraine aimed at curbing anti-government protests. But these laws will also affect Christians. Organizations receiving money from abroad would be deemed foreign agents. Slander, which isn't clearly defined, is now a criminal offense. Any act of journalism criticizing the government could be considered slander.
This is new page of dictatorship. So we are very afraid. This is a very Soviet approach to the church, to the society.
Typically, there's a time for input on legislation. Chernenkov says
our president signed these documents already. We have no any chance for discussion.
People are angry, but society's divided. It's uncertain what this will mean for the work of Russian ministries. Next, India is struggling through a rapid modernization process. As a result, the old social order has been turned on its ear. Asian Access India Director David Dayalan explains this might be why we're seeing grim headlines of acid attacks and sexual assaults against women now.
In a patriarchal society, a man always thought he was the head. Suddenly to see a woman liberated and women up there challenging even for their jobs. Probably it's another way of asserting his authority.
His task, preparing pastors to deal with the challenges facing Indian society.
In terms of church, how do we respond to our society and the evil of and the crime against women? We teach them to recognize women as co-heirs, equal in the sight of God in creation.
That means a shift in thinking, starting with the pastor modeling a biblical worldview.
This is one place you see in India where women have a greater degree of dignity and identities. You see it in the church.
This is Mission Network News. You know, sometimes God's blessings come after a lot of hard work. For HCJB Global, two blessings in particular are bringing joy and progress to the ministry field. The African country of Guinea-Bissau has a brand new Christian radio station.
This is one of those that we wondered if God would ever let it happen. We knew he would, but we didn't know the timing. And it's so exciting to see the first evangelical radio station ever in the country of Guinea-Bissau in West Africa on the air.
Along with that, a radio station broadcasting from a hospital in the Republic of Congo has been officially on the air since January 14th. Kirk Cole of HCJB Global explains why these stations are so important.
We believe strongly that local Christian entities within the countries are really the best equipped groups to reach their own people. So we strongly believe in locally owned radio stations.
Pray the radio stations will successfully deliver the gospel. To support them, visit our website. Meanwhile, the saying, "It's a tough world out there," is often used to comfort young people learning difficult life lessons. But it's an understatement for Iraq's Christian youth. One young lady told Open Doors young women at her school recently had acid thrown in their faces because they didn't wear a veil. The student also saw people around her being killed by extremists. Read the full story at our website. Pray comfort and wisdom for believers in Iraq's next generation. And believers in Bangladesh are seeing God's grace at work. An Operation Mobilization worker started talking about salvation with a school teacher over 5 years ago. That led to regular discussions and then sharing God's word. Today, the teacher, his wife, and two of their friends have come to faith in Jesus and are part of a discipleship group, but they haven't confessed their faith publicly yet. Pray courage for these new believers to take that next step. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Ukraine, Russia, and the rest of Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.